This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We will be the first to admit that there's a lot that happens in this economy that people who are in and about it every day in the analytical sense, right? Not just as participants in the economy, but in the analytical sense, we just kind of assume that people understand. And that obviously includes us. Rarely, we hope, but sometimes. Anyway, I talked about something known as financial conditions yesterday and whether the Federal Reserve might be able to count on those conditions to do some of its work for them. And then I was thinking this morning that we need a better explainer on it. Enter now Marketplace's Sabri Benishour.
Asking about financial conditions is really just asking how much breathing room there is in the economy. Like, if you don't have the cash you need right this second, how easy or hard is it to go borrow some? Carl Tannenbaum is chief economist at Northern Trust.
Many businesses obviously borrow from banks. Some go straight to the financial markets. Same thing for consumers. We use our credit cards. We get home mortgages.
If you can control that, the ability to go out and borrow, you control the economy. You can help it grow. You can slow it down. You can control inflation. But the Fed does not actually totally control financial conditions. It tries. It would probably love to, but it doesn't. Reality gets in the way.
At the moment, for example, bank lending standards have been relatively tight for most of this year in the wake of the banking crisis that we had last spring. And so it is quite a bit harder for firms and individuals to get bank credit than it was 12 months ago.
Fed didn't do that. And there's gas prices. They rise or fall, affecting people's budgets and willingness to borrow. Fed's got nothing to do with that either. Stock prices can rise or fall, making it easier or harder for some businesses to raise money. No Fed there. And long-term bond yields, these are what affect mortgages and car loans. They can rise or fall, and they are set by the bond market.
And then all of a sudden, you are either getting more restrictive, effective monetary policy in the system, even though the Fed hasn't necessarily acted.
Simon Harvey is head of FX analysis at Monex Europe and Monex Canada. One of the few things the Fed can control directly is short-term interest rates. But it can try to influence the markets that control long-term interest rates. It'll literally tell them that it will keep doing whatever it is doing now. That would affect pricing of long-term bonds. But sometimes markets don't listen because they don't buy it.
And this is the kind of the game that we have to play in financial markets, right?
If that sounds messy, that is because it is. And that's why Harvey says predicting where interest rates will end up when is as much an art as it is a science. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.